This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing a light breeze. Perfect conditions for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from an hour ago that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated, "United Jerusalem will not be divided again," during a ceremony in Jerusalem. Also, in the past 20 minutes, Netanyahu emphasized in an interview with Fox News that as long as he is Prime Minister, Iran will not acquire nuclear weapons. Also this hour, JNS informs us that earlier today, IDF Chief Aviv Zamir declared that Israeli forces are ready to act swiftly if Hezbollah breaches the truce again. Separately, according to the Times of Israel, Egypt inaugurated its new Octagon Defense Headquarters earlier today, with President Sisi praising its capabilities and mentioning the importance of Palestinian statehood. And finally, I-24 News reported 3 hours ago that the IDF chief confirmed Israel's control over Hezbollah's tunnel network beneath Beaufort Ridge. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about Netanyahu's reassurance of a strong relationship with the U.S., stating that he and President Trump align on most issues. Raylan Givens, who frequently comments on Israeli politics, also noted Netanyahu's views on declining support from Jewish public figures, citing his criticism of socialism in America. From I24NEWS English, posting earlier today, there's news of a potential constitutional crisis, with the Israeli government declaring it will not honor Supreme Court rulings on TV and radio regulations. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu at the cornerstone laying ceremony for the Atarot Heritage Center in Jerusalem, he reiterated the indivisibility of Jerusalem under Israeli sovereignty. This comes amid ongoing debates about Jerusalem's status in peace talks. The declaration underscores the government's stance on a united capital. Turning to his interview with Fox News, Netanyahu assured that Iran would not develop nuclear weapons under his watch. He also highlighted his cooperative relationship with the U.S. president, framing it as crucial for regional security. This statement aims to reinforce confidence in Israel's defense policies. Meanwhile, IDF Chief Aviv Zamir's comments, reported by JNS, underscore Israel's readiness to respond to Hezbollah's actions. He urged the Lebanese army to disarm Hezbollah, highlighting ongoing regional tensions. This readiness signals Israel's commitment to maintaining the ceasefire. In Cairo, Times of Israel reported on Egypt's new defense headquarters. President Sisi's remarks included a nod to U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreements. The inauguration of this facility signifies Egypt's growing military capabilities and its role in regional stability. Finally, I-24 News highlighted the IDF's control over Hezbollah's tunnel network. This revelation points to ongoing security challenges and Israel's efforts to neutralize threats posed by underground infrastructure. The military's vigilance remains key to maintaining peace along the northern border. In financial news, we begin with a report from Israel Hayom Business. Finance Minister Smotrich has urged the central bank governor to significantly cut interest rates, citing positive economic indicators in tech and employment. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israeli tech firm Alarum stock has plummeted following an FBI probe. Investigators are examining the company's subsidiary for potential links to unauthorized use of home internet devices. And finally, from CTech, a former EU spyware investigator was allegedly targeted with the Pegasus spyware. This highlights ongoing concerns about surveillance technology and its implications for privacy and security. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.